When it comes to Sheva Berachot, the Rav Ovadia's Shita is clear, even though that there is, to a certain extent, argument regarding some of the points. But what I'm going to be mentioning is Rav Ovadia Yosef's Shita regarding Sheva Berachot based on Tosfot. And, you know, so the halacha is as follows. The bottom line, when it comes to Seudat Nisuin, a person is supposed to try his utmost to be able to, as quickly as possible, do the first dance, and then the Seuda, and then immediately it should be really followed by Birkat Hamazon. Why? Because if you prolong it, let's say if the way certain weddings are, that you would have the dinner served, let's say at 11 o'clock. Then after that, there is going to be more dancing. So by 1 o'clock, or whatever it is, there are not going to be that many people remaining for them to be able to say Birkat Hamazon could be forgotten. Zimun for sure will be missed. So therefore, because of all these issues, the best of the best would be to shorten the first dance and right away serve the Seuda, and you know, as soon as possible, he says Ulevarech Birkat Hamazon Miyad. That means, miyad means, as soon as you can, you should really try to organize that there should be Birkat Hamazon. That then there is going to be another Sheva Berachot. So, this is the scenario. Now, however, if it's, let's say, if the individuals who are invited, they see that it's being prolonged, and they cannot stay till, let's say, 1 a.m. They cannot stay, let's say, till midnight. Let's say certain individuals, Baruch Hashem, they get up for nets or whatever it is. There could be other circumstances. It says, if it is in Efshar, it's impossible for Le'orchim Le'amtin at the Siyum HaSeuda Ulezimun, it's impossible for them to wait for the completion of the meal and saying of the Zimun. So what are we going to do? He says, if there is Tzorech Gadol, they would be allowed to get 10 people and they should say their own Zimun. And it's going to be B'Shem Malchut, and there is going to be also Shasim Chavim Ono, even though, again, regarding this issue is also an argument. So if that's impossible, so then they, from the beginning, if they know already that the meal is going to be prolonged, it's going to be delayed, so they could be, to begin with, washing a little bit later, having in mind that they don't want to participate with other individuals, learn not to be mitzaref together with them. So then they eat, they bench, and they go. Again, this is all of this is not recommended. The most correct way would be not to delay the meal and not to delay the Birkat Hamazon, to do all of them in a timely fashion, that everybody would stay, and that would be the most preferred fashion. Now, regarding Birkat Hamazon and Zimun by the Khatuna, you have Sheva Berachot after the Birkat Hamazon. First of all, it has to be after Birkat Hamazon. He says that's the Nekuda number one. You cannot say Birkat Sheva Berachot before Birkat Hamazon. Anybody who wants to say one of the Sheva Berachot after the meal has to have eaten 1 ounce of bread. Khatan and Kala also have to have eaten 1 ounce of bread. That's given and granted. This is every day of the Sheva Berachot. That is the halacha. That you need to have 10 men. You need to have Chatan and Kala eating 1 ounce. And then the rest of the 7 people that also are going to say the Sheva Berachot must have eaten also 1 ounce of bread to be able to say Birkat Hamazon. And after Birkat Hamazon, this is the procedure that is done. The first night, this is the Chiluk. Even though that Rav Ovadia brings the Shita da Tosfot in Masechet Sukkah, that the Sheva Berachot can only be said in the house of the Chatan. As far as that is concerned, the only time, the other nights or other days, it doesn't have to be at night. It's not needed to say twice a day or 3 times a day, Sheva Berachot. Once a day is also enough during the 7 days. But let me say, if the criteria is met, you could say twice a day. Breakfast also you could say, if you have all the criteria, which is, the other days, besides the first night, is supposed to be in the house of the Khatan. House of the Khatan means not even his father's house. The house of the Khatan Mamash. But however, the first night, being that all the guests are there, and the wedding took place in that hall, and everybody is eating there, and there are a couple of tsirufim. Yesh le saref o chares sachru et ha'ulam. They rented out the hall. Other times, you say, I rented the hall. Doesn't help you, according to this shita. So, it says, ein anu somchim al ta'am ze levado. But let me say, all of these things put together, the first night, we do say, Sheva Berachot in the wedding hall or in the hotel, wherever they are getting married. But any other time, you are only allowed to say all the seven if you are eating in the Khatan's house. However, the two we see, which is Asher Bala Sasom Simcha Khatam Kala and Borei Pri HaGefen, can be said as long as you have three people. You could have 100 people. But as long as you are not in the Khatan's house, you could only say after Birkat HaMazon, and the Khatan and the Kala have to be present, and three people have eaten, you could say two Berachot. And even if you have 100 people, as I said, if you don't have all these criteria, you only say two of the Berachot, Borei Pri HaGefen and Asher Bala Sasom Simcha. But to be able to say all the seven, you need all these conditions, except the first night. Any other times, you would need house of the Khatan. Seven people have eaten bread. Only one of those seven can say the Sheva Berachot, any of the seven. And then you need also, except Shabbat, Panim Chadashot. You need two new faces. Two new faces means, even if they were at the time of the wedding, but they were not, that means they were there for the chuppah, they were not there for the Sheva Berachot after the meal. If they were there the night of the wedding for the Sheva Berachot after the meal, but they were not there for the chuppah, they can still be considered to be Parim Chadashot. You need two new faces. So the bottom line, but if any of the nights of the Sheva Berachot they were there, they were already Parim Chadashot. So then you need new Parim Chadashot, except Shabbat, which will